Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Oh, hi, honey. I'm glad you're home. Oh, you poor thing. You must be exhausted. Did you go straight to the warehouse job from the office? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Gosh, I guess you have been gone a while, huh? I've been so busy myself today that I hardly even noticed. Oh, you know, this and that. I'm so proud of you for working so hard. Anyway, I'm glad you're back because I missed you. What? Oh, this? Yeah, it's the new skirt you bought me the other day. Well, you weren't there, honey. You were working, but I used your credit card. Isn't it cute? Oh, no reason. I just thought I'd wear it for you, you know? As a surprise for when you got home. Do my legs look good? Yeah? I think it might be a little too short, though. I mean, look, if I even slightly bend over, you can see my panties. See? I'd probably get in trouble if I wore this in public. I'm not sure. What do you think? Do you think it's sexy? Or do I look too slutty? Honey? You're not answering me. You're mouth breathing, honey. Does that mean you like it? Come on, I haven't seen you all day. Say something. You don't want to neglect me, do you? Thank you. What about my top? Do you like it? There's not much to it, huh? And it's super tight. It was kind of hard to get into, actually. Honey, can you do something other than just stare at me? You're making me self-conscious. Don't you think I'm pretty? Ah, thank you. Oh, hey, can you help me with my new heels? Because I want to show them to you. Yes, right now, silly. I know you're tired, but I missed you. Don't you think I deserve to spend some time with you? But I do need help. They're complicated. They're those ones with the straps that wrap around my calves. And you know I'm too dumb to figure those out. Can you help me put them on? Please? Oh, thank you, honey. Here, I'll sit on the couch, and you can get on the floor in front of me, okay? Honey, can you just do it, please? I'm trying to do something nice for you. Yeah, there. Here they are. Ta-da! Yeah, they're so tricky. I tried before, but I don't get where I put my feet or how the straps even wrap around. Can you figure it out for me? You know how dumb I can be about this stuff. Oops, sorry. Oh, I just flashed my panties at you, huh? I didn't mean to tease you. I know that's frustrating, especially right before you're trying to go to bed. Sorry. It's just, I can't really help it. This skirt is too short. My legs are soft, though, don't you think? I just shaved before you got home. Do I have to have a reason? I just wanted to look nice for you. Yeah. Oops. Can you be more careful, honey? I just painted my toenails. I don't want to chip them, okay? Thank you. Ah, I see. Like that? I get it. Wait, can you do it, though? The straps need to go tight around my calves, right? All the way up? Isn't that how it's supposed to go? Yay. Okay, yeah, I kind of get it. Can you do the other one now, please? Thank you. Gosh, I feel, like, really slutty in this outfit. You don't think I'm slutty, do you? Okay, that's good. Am I what? Excited. Oh, you mean excited? I don't know. I guess. I kind of like dressing up for you, you know? Why? What smell? Oh, oops. I think that's probably me. Sorry, honey. I mean, you're sitting right between my legs. You know I can't help that. Are you finished? Here, lean back a little. I'll cross them for you so I can show them off. Uh-oh. I see now. You're getting hard, huh? I can see it in your pants. Sorry about that, honey. Can we what? Oh, no, not tonight. I'm really too tired for that. I just wanted to show you my new outfit. Do my heels look good? I like how tight the straps are. You did a good job. Honey? What's the matter? Why are you pouting? Is this because I said no? Well, honey, aren't you tired too? You just got off a 16-hour double shift and you have to get up really early in the morning. Come on, you have to be more responsible than that, right? Maybe this weekend, okay? Anyway, do I look pretty or not? You keep changing the subject. Aw, thank you. Uh-oh, that's my phone. Who would be calling this late? Just a sec, honey. Hello? Oh, hi. Oh, you poor baby. Yeah. Oh my gosh, of course. You can definitely still come over. No, it's okay. Why don't you come in through the back, though? No, the double door's on the porch. They go straight into my bedroom. Yeah, we can talk there. Okay. See you in a bit. Bye. Sorry, honey, that was one of my girlfriends. She's been having a really hard time with her boyfriend lately. Yeah, she's been suspecting something for a while, but I guess he's a really good liar. I guess he's been cheating on her, and he lied about it, like, tons of times, right to her face. Can you believe that? I mean, I know you'd never do anything like that to me, right? Cheat on me with another girl? Of course not. You love me. Not all boyfriends are as perfect as you are. Yeah, I love you, honey. Anyway, she's really upset right now, and she needs someone to talk to, so I kind of invited her over to talk. Yeah, right now. I mean, she needs me. I can't say no, right? Oh, that. Yeah, well, I was thinking she's probably so upset she might not want to see any guys right now, you know? And since you're here, I thought she could come in through the back porch and just use the fancy new doors we just put in. I go to our bedroom, and we can just talk there. That way she doesn't have to see you. Well, I know, but... Honey, she needs me. She's in a really vulnerable place right now. You don't want to be insensitive, do you? It'll only be a few minutes, I promise. I'll talk to her, I'll make her feel better, and then I'll shoo her out of there and you can finally go to bed, okay? Please, honey? Don't be so selfish. Just imagine what she's going through. You're doing something nice. Thank you. Oh, the only thing is, it's kind of a mess in there. Yeah, well, you know me. I'm so bad about keeping things picked up. Could you help me clean it up a little? You know, maybe change the sheets on the bed too? Please? Honey, you know what a disaster I am with bed sheets. I can't do it right. I end up putting on the fitted sheet the wrong way or inside out, or I do it crooked. And sheets always come off the mattress corners. It's so frustrating. When you do it, it's always so perfect. Besides, I've got these heels tied to my feet. I'd probably fall over or twist my ankle if I tried to do it. I know, but I'm all strapped in now. Can't you just do it, please? Okay, thanks. Can we use the fancy sheets? No, the ones I got the other day. The super expensive ones with the crazy thread count. Well, yeah, I know she won't see them, silly, but they're so luxurious. I just kind of want to sleep in them. And I figure if we're going to replace them anyway, I might even sleep naked tonight if you do it. So, can you? Okay, thanks. I think they're in the closet there. Okay, what do you want me to do? Uh-oh, am I in the way? Sorry. Here, I'm just going to sit down in this chair across from the bed so you can just do it, okay? I know I'm stupid about these things, honey. What about my clothes? Why should I? It's too late to change. Besides, she's my friend. She knows I wear this stuff sometimes. It doesn't bother her. It's just girl stuff. Wow, you're such an expert with the sheets, honey. You make it look so easy. You're such a good boyfriend. You know, I'm so glad we remodeled the bedroom and put the fancy porch and the garden out there. And I really love my new jacuzzi tub. I know it was really expensive and you had to get a big loan for it, but it's so nice now. And I feel like such a princess when I throw open the double doors in the morning and the sun streams in. Yeah, it's like my own private veranda with butterflies and hummingbirds and stuff. It's so refreshing. Oh, and thanks for doing all the watering. I know if I tried to do it, I would just kill everything. Honey, can you reach over and make sure the doors are unlocked, please? I told her to just come right in. Thank you. Those sheets look really nice. Oh, can you pick my panties up off the floor, too? I know. I just drop them wherever sometimes. Sorry. I'll try to do better, okay? I promise. I know how hard you work for me. By the way, you didn't mention anything about my hair. Don't you think it's cute? Honey? Are you going to look at it or... Yeah, see? I got it cut today. What do you mean you don't notice a difference? That hurts my feelings, honey. I got it cut for you. No, just about an inch. Oh, split ends. I mean, it still took an hour and a half. My hairdresser is such a gossip. Yeah, it was the normal price, $250. And of course I needed to tip him. Why? That's okay, right, honey? You don't mind, do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know you want me to look good. Uh-oh. I just noticed how hard you still are. Is that because of my outfit? Oh, can you still smell me too? Oh, oops, sorry. I didn't have my legs crossed, huh? I really don't mean to be such a tease. Sorry. Look, honey, I already said no, and I know you're not trying to be insensitive, but asking me to have sex with you while my best friend is in crisis dealing with her cheating boyfriend seems a little selfish, don't you think? Yeah, That's what I thought too. It's okay, honey. I know you didn't mean it. Are you finished picking up yet? Yeah, I think it looks okay. So, can you, like, leave then? She's gonna be here any minute. Yeah, you can go lay down on the couch or something, but try to be quiet, okay? I don't want to upset her. You promise? What's that in your hand? A condom? Why would you give me a condom? No, but why would you... Oh, wait. Is this supposed to be for her? Are you thinking she should go out and cheat on her boyfriend for revenge or something? Wow. I guess that's kind of thoughtful in some weird, bizarro man world, but I am not giving her a condom. I mean, you're a guy, honey, so you probably don't understand, but that would be incredibly insensitive. Can you just put it away, please? Thank you. You really do have sex on the brain, huh? What's wrong with you, honey? What do you mean it was for me? Oops, I think I hear her. Can you just leave now? Hurry up, I don't want her to see you and get upset. It'll just be a few minutes, okay? Hey, what is it? Well, you look like you're about to cry. Honey, you like this, remember? Remember that time a while back when we talked about this? About boundaries? Well, have you changed your mind? No? Well, what's the problem then? Get out. Go on, let me talk to my girlfriend. I love you, honey. Oh. Honey? Oh, hi, honey. I thought you'd be napping in the living room by now. What are you doing out here? Hey, you weren't eavesdropping, were you? Oh, okay. I thought not. Of course you wouldn't do that. What am I thinking? Anyway, it's okay to come in now. She's gone. Oh, yeah, she really needed me. But I think I made her feel better. Yeah. Huh? What about my hair? Oh, is it messy now? Wow, I wonder what happened. You know how silly I can be sometimes, honey. Who knows what I did? Oops, yeah, those are my panties on the floor again. Sorry. I just took them off, just trying to get ready for bed, you know. Oh, I hope you don't mind. We just sat on the bed to talk. That's why the sheets are all messed up now. Come on, get in bed. You need your sleep. Yeah. There you go. Let me just take off my heels. This is actually easier than I thought. I'll just take my skirt off and my top. There. Do you like seeing me naked? Yeah, I guess I am a little sweaty. Those clothes are really tight, you know. And I was kind of stressed about my friend, so that's understandable. Honey? You know, dressing up for you like that, it did make me kind of horny. Is there any way that you could, you know, do something about that? Well, I know you're tired, honey, but I'm horny. Insensitive? What do you mean? No, but that was before. She feels a lot better now. I mean, we have to live our lives, right? We can't just not do things that we want to do because our friends are feeling bad, right? Please? Can you just lay on your back? You don't have to do anything. No, I don't want your cock, silly. Your mouth, honey. You know how much I love your mouth. Please? Here, just stay there. Yeah, come on, I'll get up here. And I'll sit down here. And you can lick it, okay? Please? Shh, just shut up. Stick your tongue out. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's good. Shh, I know it's messy, honey. Just keep licking me, okay? Yeah, there. Good. Oh, what do you mean? No, there's nothing in there. I'm just really wet, okay? You know how I get. Just don't worry about it. Just let it run down your cheeks. Oh, yeah. Just lick me. Come on. Lick me clit. No. Don't worry about the mess. Just swallow it then. I said it's fine. Lick me harder. Harder, honey. I want to come. Oh my god, yes. Ah, good boy. Oh my god, it's leaking down your face. Get your tongue in there. Oh yeah. Oh god. Oh, you fucking loser. Don't you like cleaning up my mess? Oh, don't you want to make me come? Oh. Oh my god. Oh, oh, thank you. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, God. Oh, wow, honey. Gosh, I'm so tired now. Here, move over. Whew. Aren't you tired? Ah, yeah, that's better. Honey, before you go to sleep, can you wash your face? Yeah, that smell's gonna bother me all night. Please? Thank you. Wait, honey? I know I don't say this enough, and I want you to really hear me. Thank you, honey. Thank you for being the perfect boyfriend. I don't know. I don't know why you put up with me. But I love you. Truly, I do. Now go wash your face and let me sleep. Hmm.